This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Gordon Basham with you this morning. A final farewell for President George H.W. Bush deep in the heart of Texas.
A U.S. military detail giving a final send-off. Honoring George Herbert Walker Bush during a burial service in College Station, Texas, and the Bush Presidential Library. A funeral train carrying the flag-draped casket of the 41st president to his final resting place. Departing from suburban Houston after a funeral service at St. Martin's Episcopal Church, longtime friend and former Secretary of State James Baker giving a eulogy.
Because our glory, George, was to have had you as our president and as such a friend.
George H.W. Bush laid to rest next to former First Lady Barbara Bush and daughter Robin, who died of leukemia when she was just 3 years old. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Crews have been on the job since Sunday, pre-treating Wichita's 1,500 miles of streets for winter weather this weekend. They've been laying down a coating of salt brine. Joe Pager, Deputy Director of Wichita Public Works, says it takes about 5 days to treat the city's emergency snow routes. The city has about 16,000 tons of salt and sand mix ready for the next storm.
After a fiery crash at 183rd Street West in MacArthur resulted in two deaths, Sedgwick County authorities are taking a closer look at the safety of that intersection. 183rd has north and south stop signs and signs indicating there are stops ahead. KSN News spoke with Sedgwick County traffic engineer Mark Borst, who says a study of the intersection will begin shortly.
I'll get deeper into the crash history, and we'll see if there are any patterns and what could be correctable by intersection improvements, what isn't correctable.
Borst says flashing lights and a street light are additions that can be considered. If the study shows the need for them, the study is expected to be completed by next month.
Six small towns in Kansas will be losing their local Shopko stores beginning in early 2019.
This week, Shopko Hometown announced that it will be closing six locations around Kansas. People in those towns are not happy about it. Many people said that the local stores have the only pharmacies in town and that it will be harder for people to get medications, especially the elderly. Also, many people in town are employed by the stores and stand to lose their jobs. Shopko released a statement saying in part that they will assist those interested in transferring to open positions at other locations or will provide severance benefits according to their guidelines. Liquidation will begin December 7th and stores will close in February. For a complete list of Shopko locations closing, please see this story at knssradio.com. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The latest border apprehension numbers are up, and Homeland Security says more migrants are coming.
For the Border Patrol's fiscal year 2018, which just ended at the end of September, 521,000 people were arrested along the southwest border. That's way up over last year by more than 100,000 people. This fall, the numbers started to steadily increase, though. In November alone, nearly 62,000 people were apprehended at the southwest border. 25,000 were members of family units. Homeland Security says in a statement, these increases are the predictable result of a broken immigration system, flawed judicial rulings, and failures by Congress. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police gave the all clear after a phoned-in bomb threat forced the evacuation of CNN's offices in New York. And police say a man with a southern accent called CNN about 10 p.m. Thursday said five bombs had been placed throughout the facility inside the Time Warner building at Columbus Circle. The building was evacuated and building security did a preliminary search. Police units then swept the building with the NYPD bomb squad on standby. KNSS News Time now, 6:04.
Genie Door would like to thank you for allowing us to take care of your garage door needs. Keep your home secure during the holiday season with a new garage door from Genie Door.
We've got a handle on your ups and downs. Genie Door Company.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
For the Salvation Army Angels are those who take a moment to donate to the Red Kettles. Those kettles make a world of difference for so many. They provide a brighter holiday now and services throughout the year. Services for our veterans and homeless, aid in disasters, and adoption services that create families. And you make it possible. Be an angel and make that bell ring with your gift or give it.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 of the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And so far this morning, things in traffic are looking pretty good. The traffic conditions are all right out there. Haven't seen much movement in those gasoline prices. Gasoline prices this morning, right around $1.89 a gallon still at most places. So not much movement there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some high clouds moving in from the southwest, we become partly cloudy with some sunshine today. Temperature should be near 30 at noontime, 35 for the high this afternoon. Cloudy overnight, our low 23. Cloud cover tomorrow, Saturday's high 35 with very little if any chance of winter precipitation. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, 19 degrees at KNSS. Today is Friday, December 7th, 2018. A chilly, breezy Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 42 degrees. Normal high for the date is 46. And the National Weather Service office at near Eisenhower Airport clocked a wind gust yesterday, 37 miles per hour. So we did have a breezy afternoon around south central Kansas. It was on this date, of course, December 7th, 1941. Japan launched a surprise attack on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii as part of its plan to conquer Southeast Asian territories. The raid, which claimed some 2,400 American lives, prompted the United States to declare war against Japan the next day. And we've had in recent years a lot of speculation that the U.S. knew what was going to happen, and they didn't plan for it, and they just ignored it so that we could get in a war. There's a lot of stuff like that, but I'll tell you what. I recently read a book about generals, and there were two guys who were down out in the Philippines back in the 30s, a guy named Patton and a guy named MacArthur. Both of them in the 30s said, Japan will attack the United States at Pearl Harbor. Both of them. And nobody paid attention to them.
Yeah, I mean, these are military tacticians as well as generals.
Yeah, and they knew what was coming, and the country knew what was coming. It's just that the public, they didn't think it would happen. And anyway, when you go and you tell Japan, we're going to embargo all your oil, we're going to blockade your stuff, we kind of forced their hand.
You think?
I think Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get things. Gordon Basham with us this morning, and Ted's having a day off here. Authorities say in Wyoming... a man and woman have admitted to driving from Arizona to Wyoming, with two kids stashed in the trunk of their car. Both Michael J. Fee and Amber L. Freudenstein have pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor counts of child endangerment. Sheriff's officials say a third party told them the kids reported they were kept in the trunk during most of the 900-mile drive, while two German shepherds got the back seat.
Parents of the year.
Fee told the court there wasn't enough room for everyone, so the kids were put in the trunk. This is the guy who was driving. Yeah.
Wow.
Court records say the children put in the trunk were about 6 and 10 years old. And, there was no room, so we had to put the dog someplace.
Could have put
the dogs in the trunk, right?
Yeah, could have been worse. Mama could have been strapped to the top.
Well, that would be animal cruelty. You can't do that.
National Lampoon Vacation.
Right.
The dogs could have been drugged to death. That's just amazing. Amazing. Put your kids in the trunk of your car so the dogs can have the seat. Well, that shows their priorities.
Well,
right?
Of course.
Dog is more important.
Probably rode the whole way with their heads out the window with their tongues flapping in the breeze.
I'll tell you what. There's mornings when I think it can't get any stranger, but it continues to get stranger. Last evening, my bride and I, my lovely wife, St. Shelley, she and I went to Savoots restaurant for supper. Then that's one of our advertisers here. But Shelly and I have been going in there for about the past almost 50 years.
Wow.
So we went in for a little dinner, and we spotted, who should we spot in there but Jack Kellogg, otherwise known as Hat Man Jack, another one of our advertisers here.
Yes.
And Jack was having dinner with a couple of people, and we didn't really sit and talk with him much, but he did tell me about something that he's been doing, he said, for several years, along with the Boeing company, paying for providing some hats and gloves and mittens for kids at some of the poorest school districts in town. And he was telling me about this, and I said, Jack, how come you guys haven't been talking about it over the years? He said, oh, well, this is the last year they're doing it. They're doing it, and apparently Boeing has, they left the market, what, 6-7 years ago?
Yeah.
They were paying for this.
Oh,
it's just like, you know, as a community afterthought or something. And Jack was telling me about it, and she says, I don't know if we need any publicity. I said, Jack, if this is the last year, you're not going to get much publicity, but goodness gracious, that's quite a story. They've been, you know, gathering these hats, and Jack's been helping out with it with the Hat Man Jack store, and it's been going on for years. Wow.
People like Jack and Boeing that make Wichita a great community.
Well, and, you know, and these are people that they weren't asking for, apparently they didn't have a, you know, the big PR campaign going, asking for, we need donations, you know, this, we've got some, and if, you know, bona fide charities or charitable groups right now working for the holidays, and, you know, Salvation Army and others, and they're out there saying, oh, we don't have enough of this, we don't have enough of that. And I understand that's the way that they should do, but then apparently Jack and Boeing have been operating completely in the dark for years and been doing this without any public attention at all. Anyway.
Well, how that's cool.
Today, I guess I gave them the most public attention they're going to get. Hey, do you know, Gordon, have you ever been to that intersection of 183rd Street West and MacArthur, just about 3 miles south of Goddard? Jan, is that called Goddard Road or anything like that? You're familiar with the area, no. 183rd?
Not just usually just, referred to as 183rd.
But it comes right straight out of Goddard, doesn't it, or does it? Pretty close to one edge. It's like the eastern edge of Goddard.
It goes straight south. That's it.
I know that I've been south on that. I know that I've been to that intersection. I think pretty well.
Oh, and MacArthur? Yeah, that's...
And I know that there is some sort of sign that says stop signs coming up.
Yeah, there's a stop ahead sign.
And still, somebody ran that the other night, and two people got killed during a stop sign. But that's one of our news stories this morning, talking about what can the county do to make that safer? Well, and I don't know. I mean, they...
That's not the only stretch of MacArthur
bad. I know. There are others, too.
Just about every one of the bigger intersections along MacArthur, all the way from, say, around Schulte or so, all the way out to
out west.
Lake Afton.
Yeah.
Those intersections are bad intersections.
Oh, yeah. We get fatalities along MacArthur every year out there, it seems.
Yeah.
And, yeah, those are some bad, bad intersections. So.
Yeah, 135th is fairly bad, the intersection there with MacArthur and 135th. The grass grows up really tall there, and there's some kind of blind areas and trees placed where you can't really see that well. It's just those, a lot of those are not good corners.
Yeah, so maybe the county ought to be looking at 183rd. And, you know, the thing is, we get out that area, probably was out there covering weather sometimes. We get out and cover the weather when it's bad, and we're out there on those, some of those country roads and highways out there, and maybe get kind of familiar with it, and they are somewhat very dangerous. So anyway, that's very sad that somebody lost their lives here this week. But like the sheriff's officer said, they interviewed the deputy. He said, hey, we had about 3 accidents out there
in
the space of a couple of days.
Yeah. A lot of the times, familiarity sort of breeds complacency.
Yes,
you drive through it so often, and there's nobody there that you just stop thinking about it. And then
Let me tell you something. This town, you don't have enough police officers to patrol this town. The driving can be incredibly bad in this town. I'm sorry. Maybe it's as bad. Other towns are worse. I don't know.
No.
But when I jog over by Campbell Castle and I approach a bridge that has a stop sign on it and I see people come barreling right through that stop sign every other day, I'm saying, let's get a cop out there and stop some of this crap. You know, there are places in town where you can spot them. I know the PD knows about them. They just don't have enough people to go out there and patrol them.
No. Typically, a city of our size should have around 900 officers. We have...
You have what, 400?
650.
Is it 650
roughly,
now?
Somewhere around there,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know about this because you have actually worked with the police department for a couple several years. And so, yeah. And when I'm gassing away here, Gordon, if I've got it wrong, tell me.
No, you're absolutely
right. You've got a better position and perspective having worked with the police very closely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad drivers in this town. One of the most dangerous cities I've ever driven through is Dallas. Dallas, Texas. And we're close to that. Aggressive drivers, those are the ones who really cause the
problems. I would go for Oklahoma City.
Yeah?
Even worse than Dallas. Well, down the 35 corridor.
Yeah.
I've done that a few times.
Oh, yeah.
The 35, there's always construction going somewhere.
Eternal construction.
Yeah.
The orange barrel capital of the known universe.
the route to the south. All right, it's 619 Steve and Ted. It is time for Leadoff Sports this morning. Gordon Basham is on the sports desk. I confess to you, we had some football last night, but that's all I know. You got to fill in all the blanks here.
Yeah,
all
last, of them. Yeah, last night it was a pretty one-sided affair in the NFL Thursday night football. Yeah. The Tennessee Titans hosted the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Titans running back Derrick Henry tied an NFL record with a 99-yard touchdown run. He matched Tony Dorsett's run for the Dallas Cowboys against Minnesota in 1983, and he set a franchise record with 238 yards on just 17 carries.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Titans, of course, rolled to an easy 30-9 victory last night. Wichita State University is on the road in Oklahoma City Saturday. They're facing OU at the Chesapeake Arena. Here's head coach Greg Marshall.
And Oklahoma's a good team, man. Jemani McNeese is a freak. That dude blocked shots last year in the Intrust Bank Arena with two hands. He didn't block them. He caught them above the square. That guy, I think he's an NBA player, and Christian James is playing like an NBA player as well. So we'll have our work cut out for us. Can't wait for the challenge.
Shockers versus the Sooners on air at 10 a.m. Tip-off at 11 a.m. tomorrow on 103.7 KEYN. The Shocker ladies are at home Saturday afternoon facing Missouri Valley Conference rivals Creighton. WSU women looking to get back into the win column after back-to-back losses to Oklahoma State and Tennessee Tech. NCAA football over on KFH 1240, 97.5 tomorrow. The Army-Navy game, that's the big annual game. You can tune into that on air at 1 o'clock, and kickoff is at 2 o'clock tomorrow on KFH. Men's basketball, number 2-ranked KU, is in Kansas City Saturday, facing the Aggies of New Mexico State. That'll be at the Spirit Center. You can listen on Wichita's home for Jayhawk basketball, KFH, on air at 6, and tip off at 7:30. And speaking of KU, Kansas coach Bill Self is hopeful that injured center Udoka Azubuike will be back on the floor by the time the Jayhawks open Big 12 play against Oklahoma on January 2nd. The 7-footer sustained a severe high ankle sprain when he landed awkwardly on a Wofford player on Tuesday night. Azubuike is averaging 12.1 points and 6.1 rebounds this season so far. The Butler Grizzlies on the road Saturday in Hutchinson. Butler's looking to rebound after an overtime loss to Colby and a nail-biting last-second loss at Dodge City on Wednesday. Grizzlies and Blue Dragons on air at 7:15, tip-off at 7:30 on KNSS 1330 and 98.7. Tonight, the Wichita Thunder start a three-game weekend homestand versus the Rapid City Rush at Intrust Bank Arena, and that is going to be at 7:05, tip-off, I'm sorry, the puck drops, 7:05 on Sunday.
They tip off on hockey, don't they?
What?
Tip off, they drop the puck, right?
They drop
face
the puck.
Off.
Yes. Tip off, drop the puck.
Whatever. They'll start.
It's a puck drop.
There you go. All right, Gordon, hey, just one more thing to talk about, and that is the Chiefs are hosting the Baltimore Ravens Sunday at Arrowhead at noon, and we're at 8:15 this morning. We'll check in with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We look forward to that on Friday mornings. Is that all you got for us?
That's
right
it.
Now?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. 6:23 now. Keeping it for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. A war, he says, on public displays of Christmas. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.